So the Wivenhoe Neighbourhood Plan, these conversations, they keep on coming. And that's no bad thing, because there is an awful lot of detail to try and cover. And I do feel these short 10-minute snippets really don't do justice for the many hours of work that the volunteer team have put in. So I have a guest again for this evening. So, sir, your name, it is Mark Norrington.
It is, yes, that's correct.
So Mark is a Wivenhoe local who has been volunteering a tremendous amount of time with the Neighbourhood Plan, as the whole team have. So maybe, Mark, a useful starting point could be, what was your first introduction for this project?
Well, basically, because I'm a relatively recent resident of Wivenhoe, I wanted to get involved with stuff in the community. And I saw that they were looking for volunteers when the questionnaires were being sent out for the Neighbourhood Plan back, two, 3 years ago now. So my first involvement was actually posting the questionnaires through people's letterboxes, which got me introduced to some other members of the group. And then someone, based on some of my previous background, said, would you mind doing a bit of data inputting for us when the questionnaires come back? They were looking again for volunteers. So yes, I said, well, I was happy to be involved. And from that, it went on to, would you like to run one of the working groups?
And is that because there's maybe a background or a particular skill set that you've got, or were they just short on numbers?
Well, I think it was probably a bit of both, even though my professional background is in transport. So I think that's why I ended up looking after the transport, even though my particular area of expertise is railways rather than sort of roads or anything. But that said, I was happy to take on the challenge, and it was an interesting experience managing the team of people who were much more knowledgeable than me of the subjects, because they were residents for many, many years. But again, that exposed me to lots of issues, which as a fairly new member, I wasn't particularly aware of.
So it just sounds like it was a really almost, there was two benefits here. So you were helping out with the Neighbourhood Plan, but also for you personally, you probably got a lot out of it in being a relative newcomer. You're maybe finding out things around the town which you weren't aware of, certainly widening your contacts and social base.
Indeed. And it's been great for that. I've met lots of really great people. I've got involved in lots of other things, not necessarily all stemming from the Neighbourhood Plan, but a lot. And it's just great to wander around and bump into people that you've got to know through the Neighbourhood Plan and other activities. So yes, it's been great. It's one of the reasons I moved to Wivenhoe, because there just seemed to be so much going on. But the Neighbourhood Plan has just reinforced that impression.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back to that original questionnaire, which I did fill in, of course, and I'm thinking about the transport angle on it. So perhaps that's worth exploring. I remember one of the questions was maybe about improvements to the train service. Can you please remind people listening? So what was the transport concerns in that original questionnaire?
Yeah, fundamentally the big one was traffic, there was quite a bit of feedback on the public transport side as well. But basically there was a lot of feedback and concern about traffic, both within the town, particularly at the bottom end where the streets are very narrow and getting around can be quite difficult, but also generally getting into Colchester at rush hours and things like that. And I think one of the things that I hadn't appreciated when I first got involved with the Neighbourhood Plan, and perhaps many other people don't, is that the Neighbourhood Plan can propose solutions and can make recommendations, but basically it can't solve all the problems, and particularly if they're sort of more strategic and more to do with the regional and the national road network. We can make suggestions or hints, but there isn't the powers that don't go with the Neighbourhood Plan. I appreciate that some people will feel frustrated that the Neighbourhood Plan doesn't go into great detail about what can be done to improve transport, but basically we can only limit ourselves to consequential improvements as a result of development. So, for example, new housing that's almost expected to take place during the life of the plan, we can tie on transport improvements to those developments, but we can't say, oh, you know, you will do something completely away from those areas that don't have any particular connection, because the planning framework doesn't allow that.
Yeah, so it seems to me that all these different ideas in the neighbourhood plan are, of course, related and dependent upon one another. And so I think it's fair to say one of the main issues is about housing and future growth and managing that growth. But, of course, if you have extra people living in the area, they have got transport needs, yeah, which, in the society we live in, is more or less car-based. So as a group, how did you try and overcome that? How did you think about moving forward and thinking, okay, we'll have X number of new houses, but that will also mean a huge increase on the main spinal routes?
Well, that was a primary factor in the choice of locations that have gone forward for recommendation in the plan, in that the four sites chosen for potential new housing are mostly at the north or at the extremities of the town, sort of feeding onto the main roads out of the settlement. You know, on the hope that much of the traffic will go out of the town, you know, for commuting. That said, you know, we do have to recognise that there will be people that will want to commute from the station, that want to take their cars down there. So we can't, you know, you can't eliminate any increase in traffic, but you can try and mitigate it as best you can.
And is there any strength in the Neighbourhood Plan Group or with Wivenhoe Town Council, who are the sponsoring vehicle, to give any muscle to the train company, to the bus companies? Or because, again, I'm thinking this influx of new residents, there will need to be an increase in train and also bus service.
I think it primarily comes down to lobbying. You know, that you couldn't put something explicitly in the plan to say, for example, you know, we must have two trains out to London, which I'm sure we would all love, because it, you know, the planning inspector that reviews the plan would just throw it out because it's way out of the scope of the plan. But what you could do is you could make an obligation for Wivenhoe Town Council and other bodies to you know, continue to have a dialogue with transport operators so that these issues don't get lost, and, you know, and potentially, you know, improvements will flow through on a sort of collaborative basis rather than a sort of a requiring of sort of developers to do something about it through the planning framework.
So we mentioned trains and we mentioned buses, of course cars, but transport was also very important, cycling and walking. Has that been two modes that have also been part of your remit?
Indeed, yeah, the sort of the transport and moving around remit covered everything. And that's one area where the plan can make, you know, quite important changes in that developments, you know, can be made to tie in to the existing footpath and cycle path network. They can be made to expand them, include certain requirements. So I think that's one area that it would be possible to actually see, you know, improvements that have specifically come from the Neighbourhood Plan in terms of why, you know, making a larger cycle network, making improvements to footways, and particularly providing alternatives for people to get from the top of the town to the bottom of the town without having to go on the busy roads, you know, by tying all these little bits up. You know, you can't necessarily do everything, but hopefully there will be improvements downstream.
Okay. A final question then, Mark. We have a minute or so remaining. So looking ahead, say with a crystal ball, so thinking maybe in 10, 15 years' time, one theme that I found from these neighbourhood plan conversations is that the volunteer team, a lot of you, have been trying to find not a perfect solution, but you've been almost playing a board game in like moving things around, putting houses here, putting roads in here, schools and other facilities. Yeah. In your ideal dream world, how would you like to see transport in Wivenhoe in 15 years' time?
Well, from a personal perspective, it would be nice if we could have a super car park at the top end of the town and and loads of electric buses to take everyone to their houses. But realistically, I think it's building on what we've got. We have got very good bus services in Wivenhoe for a town of its size. It would be nice to see better train services and, in you know, improvements to the cycling and foot network.
Yes, that sounds like a good balance. And it's been worthwhile.
For me, it has. It's been a fantastic experience, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Where we go next, I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm sure, Mark, that your volunteer time has been appreciated. So thank you for explaining about your transport plans. That has been Mark Norrington from the Wivenhoe Neighbourhood Plan. Thank you.
Thank you.